Amen. I believe he is coming soon. Praise God. Amen. If you would, look with me to the book of Titus. I'm going to read to you one verse from the book of Titus. Amen. Just a couple of announcements I want to share with you real quickly. Amen. Of course, Sister Ruth mentioned the ladies' retreat, but also I want you to remember that Fire Conference will be coming up in April as well. April 5 and 6, I believe is what it is. And so be thinking about Fire Conference. If you need any information on that, I'd be happy to help you out. So just let us know what you need. And looking forward to Fire Conference this year. Should be a tremendous help to our young people and to all of us that goes, always encouraged. And it's not just for youth. It is something that is, it's geared to young people, but man, there's people of all ages come together. And it's pretty powerful, amen. Men, we're talking about having 300 men in one room, but you can imagine having 5,000-6,000 holiness, Holy Ghost-filled, Pentecostal people, amen, come together from all over the country and be in an arena like that. Man, I'm telling you what, it is exciting, it's encouraging. And I remember when I was a young person and teenager, we did the Impact Rallies down in Paducah. How many ever went to an Impact Rally in Paducah, Kentucky? Sister Tammy, you went to the Impact Rally down in Paducah, Kentucky. Wow, you must have been a little bitty girl, because I know you're quite a bit younger than me. And so, Sister Cindy, a lot of you went to those. I'll tell you what, man, those were the highlights of the year. Brother Jerry, did you go to any of those? You did? Man, I'll tell you, them were highlights for our youth group and just, you know, getting together with, I don't know how many they had at those things. But I know when I was a young person, it felt like, it felt like the whole world was in that one building. It's when I was a young person. I don't know. I've driven by the building where we had that meeting, and I was thinking, it had to be bigger than that, you know? Now it's, I don't even know if they're still using it or not, but I do know it was encouragement to our young people when my age group, when we went to those Impact Rallies, what they called them, and it was awesome. So that's kind of what this is for our young people. It's kind of like their Impact Rally. It's their Fire Conference. It's just to encourage young people and to help them. I'm trying to remember, when was the Impact Rally? What month was it in? Somebody remember? Dad, do you remember when that was? It was in October. That's when it was. Okay, man. So that's pretty cool. Amen. So might mark that down on your list. Also, the choir will be coming. I think that's April 29. And it might be that you thought it was Brother David, that's a Monday night. That's a Monday night. Yes, we know. They're coming on a Monday night this year. And we usually do whatever we can to accommodate them. I think Monday night will be good. We can accommodate them better than a Saturday night. Saturday night's always difficult for us, but Monday night, okay, on April 29th. And then March 16th, we're going to be having parents are going to come together on Saturday, March the 16th. We're going to be here at the church, and we're going to do just some maintenance and cleaning around the church, pick up after the school kids, so to speak, if you would, and try to do some things like that. And of course, it's not limited or exclusive to just parents of school kids. If anybody just has Saturday free and they want to help out at the church, you're welcome to come, all right? But there's some things that we want to, the parents want to help out and just kind of spiff up things around and the school area, and just some other areas around the building that, again, we want to kind of be a help to. So if you would like to come out on March 16th on that Saturday morning, man, we'll be working and cleaning here at the church, and you can feel free to help us, all right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want to take any more time, so we'll just look right in the book of Titus, chapter 2, read to you one verse. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope. looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Titus was telling us the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. Notice it's going to be a glorious appearing. It's going to be something that it's not just, it is going to be something unbelievable. A glorious appearing. It's going to be something that's going to catch your attention. Going to fascinate you. Going to excite you. The glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. Church, amen, are you looking for? Are you looking for this glorious appearing? Amen. Do you have your eyes, looking for the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. We need to be looking for it. We need to be anticipating it. Amen. We don't need to be walking around with our head down and ashamed of our society and ashamed of what's going on in our world and feel like everything's doom and gloom and disappointment. We don't need to continue to hang our head about those that have compromised or backslid, turned back on God or turned away from the truth. We don't need to hang our head in disappointment. But let me tell you what, we need to be looking up. We need to be looking up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Man, we need to be looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming soon. The Lord is going to come. Amen. There's a lot of talk about the end of the world. Amen. People talk about, well, it's going to end because the polar ice cap is going to melt and it's going to come down over the earth and it's going to flood the earth. The earth's going to end because we're just going to burn up. We're just going to burn up. You know, the world's going to end because there's going to be an alien invasion. The world's going to end because of nuclear holocaust. The world's going to end because a meteorite the size of Texas is going to hit the earth and it's going to send us spinning off of our axis. The world is going to end because McDonald's is going to close at 10 o'clock and we got to get there. The world's coming to an end. Amen. The world, we think all the time, the world is coming to an end. But let me tell you, amen, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Amen. I can't tell you how the world's going to end, but I know this. Amen. That before this world comes to an end, amen, before God consumes it with the fire, amen, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of differing opinions about the coming of the Lord. I've preached for people that believe in pre-trib like I believe and I hope you all believe. Pre-trib people, amen. I've preached to pre-trib people that for years, and then I went out to Oklahoma and preached to mid-trib people. Sorry, amen. There's a lot of those mid-tribbers out in Oklahoma. Amen. Preached to them one day. We was preaching a youth camp out there. They start their youth camp on a Tuesday. Now, who starts youth camp on Tuesday night? You know, think about it. Who starts youth camp on a Tuesday night? So we showed up there. We showed up early. We showed up on a Sunday night. Thought we'd be there a day early to get youth camp started on Monday. They start on Tuesday night. Let me tell you what. Those mid-tribbers out there, they had a lot of fun with us. And that's the way those pre-tribbers are. They're always showing up early for everything. Amen. But let me tell you, we preach to mid-tribbers. And then you go to Georgia and you preach to post-tribbers and those that believe the rapture's after the tribulation. Everybody's got an opinion about it, but one thing it seems like we're all agree on is this, that the Lord is coming, that the Lord Jesus is coming, and he is going to return. Hallelujah. And we need to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Praise God. The theme that I want to talk about tonight, because when I look at the coming of the Lord in Scripture, and let me tell you, it's not just mentioned once, it's not just mentioned twice, but it's all through the Word of God, the coming of the Lord. But there is a theme, there's a thread that runs through that message of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that theme or that thread that runs through the story of the Lord returning is a message of hope. It's a hope. And that's why Titus calls it a blessed hope. A blessed hope. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a hope that you can hold on to. Amen. Let me tell you, when the world is going so bad, you still can have hope that the Lord Jesus is coming.
Amen. That's a hope that you can hold on to. That's why he calls it a blessed hope. It is a hope that will sustain you in the very darkest hour that you go through. Amen. You can hold to this hope that Jesus is coming, that the Lord Jesus is coming back. Amen. I have found that there's been times I've needed to rely on that blessed hope that the Lord is coming back. That the Lord is coming back. Amen. When I look around and I see how bad the world is, and I look around and I see that our society is deteriorating and how our world is going so bad. Amen. And I can get discouraged about that. I can get a little dark about that, a little gloomy about that. But listen, amen, what cheers me up is this. Amen. It's the hope that I have that Jesus is coming soon. Amen. And this world, amen, is going to pass away. Amen. But the Lord is coming soon. Praise God. It's a blessed hope. It's a hope that sustains you in dark hour. Amen. Amen. When I see what our government is doing, how our government is attacking Christianity, our government is attacking Christian principles. Amen. Our government is attacking the churches. Amen. With mandates and presidential or executive orders and all of these types of things, let me tell you what. I look at that and I say, Lord, where is our nation heading? Where is this nation that used to be a Christian nation? Where are we heading? And you can get a little bit discouraged when you see election results and you hear a polls that's being taken and you look and see homosexuality being crammed on us and pushed on us and immorality everywhere, and it seems to be accepted and embraced and promoted. Amen. You look at our society and our culture and it is a little bit discouraging. But one thing that rises up is the blessed hope. Amen, that I know that our Lord Jesus is coming back. And no matter how bad the world gets, I still know he is coming. And that's why I say, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen, because it is my hope. Amen, the Lord is coming. It's a blessed hope. Amen. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I have prepared a place for you, I will come again and receive you. Right? Amen. He is coming. Amen. That's a blessed hope. He is coming again. Amen. What the angels say. Amen. Amen. This same Jesus, amen, that you've seen taken away in like manner will come back. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a hope that we can have. He has promised he will come again. And I believe that his coming is soon. Is very soon. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see how God can wait much longer when I see the shape of the world and what all the trouble that we have. Amen. Let me tell you, I believe the Lord is coming soon. It is a hope that I have. Amen. The Bible predicts that we're living in the last days. The Bible describes to us the last days. It tells us that we're living in perilous times. It tells us what we should look for and what we should see. And let me tell you, you look around in our world and we're seeing it today. Amen. But let me tell you, I have a hope. Amen. That Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. That the Lord is going to return. Amen. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And I look around and I tell you what, we're living in Noah's day. We're living in a wicked hour. Amen. Where the thoughts and the imaginations of man's mind are on evil continually. Amen. We're living in the final moments. Amen. I tell you, I have a hope that Jesus is coming. I have a hope that Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that in the days of Noah, men begin to multiply upon the face of the earth. There's a population explosion in the days of Noah. Amen. Men begin to multiply and they begin to spread all over the earth. Amen. Tell you what, our world is full of people. It's amazing. It is amazing, amen, how many people live in this world. And our population is growing so fast, so fast. But with the growth of the population and the spread of population, the spread of people, amen, it seems like iniquity is growing just that much faster. And spreading that. And with this population explosion, there's a explosion of wickedness. There's an explosion of immorality. Amen. There is an explosion of sin all around the world. Amen. It's everywhere, but I can tell you, amen, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in the days of Noah, the earth was filled with violence. Filled with violence. We live in such a violent world.
Yes, we do. Amen.
It's a violent world that we live in. I tell you, it's fearful, isn't it? Amen. It's fearful, Brother Patrick, somebody break into your house. That's a fearful thing. Amen. It's a fearful thing when that happens. But I'll tell you what, we're living in a world of violence and wickedness. Amen. It's frightening. I mean, when Brother Jackson gets stuck up, I'm telling you what, we're living in a, I'm just going to use that for a long time, Brother Jackson. You probably shouldn't have raised your hand. Probably shouldn't have raised your hand. Amen. He's just got that look on his face that I've got a lot of money, rob me. That's what it's got. Just got that look. He gets, carries that like that. And, you know, it just says it all over him. But anyway, I mean, we're living in a violent hour, in a wicked day. Amen. And violence is everywhere. It's not, you know, we hear, oh, they're taking guns and they're attacking schools. Amen. It's not the fact that there is guns that are causing the problem. It is because there is a wicked nature in man. Amen. And that's why in China, amen, they'll attack a school with a machete if they don't have a gun. Because man is wicked. Amen. And evil is in our world. But the blessed hope is that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. He's coming soon. Praise God. That hope, the blessed hope. Amen. In the darkest hour, it'll sustain you. Hold on to that blessed hope. Amen. It's not just our society. It's not just the world. Amen. But sometimes we are going through dark hours in our own home, in our own family. Amen. And it's the hope Jesus is coming. And when the pressure of life just weighs down on you, when the load just gets so heavy, when you feel so discouraged under all the cares of life, amen, it's good to lift up your head and think about the blessed hope and say, oh, I believe Jesus is coming. I can't wait for the Lord to come. I can't wait. I wish the Lord would come today and deliver me out of all of these struggles, out of all of these cares. Amen, I can't wait for the Lord to come. That blessed hope sustains us even in our darkest hour. Hallelujah. Hold to that hope that Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Book 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Amen. It tells us of another hope. Another hope. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Hear that? Sorrow as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, that there is a comforting hope in the coming of the Lord. There is a comforting hope in the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord here tonight. Amen. I believe he's coming. Amen. And it brings me comfort to know, amen, that the Lord is coming. What a comfort! What a comfort to know that Jesus is coming. That Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Three things in that verse, those verses I read to you, amen, that bring us a comfort, that comforting hope into our life. Amen. The first thing is, amen, he talks about a resurrection. Amen, of those that have gone on before us, of the saints of God that have gone on before us, moms and dads and husbands and wives and brothers and sisters and those that we have loved and dear saints of God that we've laid to rest in the cemetery. But the Bible says, amen, that when the Lord comes back, amen, they're going to rise up, amen, to meet the Lord in the air. Amen, the cemetery is going to have to give up the dead when the Lord comes back. Hallelujah. That's a comfort to know, amen, that my loved ones that have gone on before us, we will see them again. Hallelujah. When the Lord comes back, amen, we will meet them in the air. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I have grandparents that's waiting, amen, for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Never met my mom's dad. I never met him. Amen. But I know he's a man of God. Amen. And I know on that day, amen, there's going to be a reunion. Amen. There's going to be, amen, a meeting in the air. Praise God. Amen. So it tells us there's going to be a resurrection of the saints of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that comforting? Amen. Comforting to know that, but it also says that not only that, there's going to be resurrection. It tells us there's going to be a rapture. Amen. It's not just the dead in Christ that go, but we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together, amen, to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, we're going to go with them. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming back. Oh, what a comfort. Amen. That we will be catched away. Amen. There will be a rapture of the church. Amen. We're going to go with them. Hallelujah. We'll meet them in the air. And then it tells us there's going to be a reuniting. Amen. When the Lord comes back, amen, we're going to be reunited. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Ruth has godly grandparents waiting for her. I've got grandparents waiting for me, godly grandparents waiting for me. Hallelujah. You've got loved ones waiting for you. You've got children that's waiting for you. You've got people that we have lost out of this church. Amen. They still linger in our memory, and we still tell stories about them and think about them and talk about their faithfulness and talk about their good living and talking about how they serve God and the mark that they've left on Bethel Chapel. Amen. We've gotten pastors, former pastors of Bethel Chapel that's gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Waiting anxiously for the reward of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's going to be a great reunion day when the Lord comes back. What a comfort to know that he is coming. Amen. It's a comforting hope that we have in the Lord Jesus coming. It's a comforting hope. Amen. He's coming back. Praise God. But there's also in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Amen. It's a lively hope. A lively hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. A lively hope. A lively hope. Hallelujah. Amen. That God, amen, that lively hope, it keeps us alive. Amen. It keeps us going on. Hallelujah. Amen. To think of this, of the hope that lies in that Jesus is coming. That Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Church, do you know what I'm talking about when I tell you? Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. When the Lord comes, oh, praise God. What a wonderful day that's going to be. What a wonderful day that's going to be. Amen. Can you think, you know, I was thinking about when the Lord comes back and we all go to heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? Praise God. It's going to be a glorious time when we all get to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was thinking about when we get to heaven, when we all get there, there's going to be some things that have to stay outside of the gate. There's some things that have to stay outside of the gate. There's some things, amen, that won't go through the gate. But then there's some things that's waiting for us inside the gate. Hallelujah. Think about that for a moment. Just think about it for a little bit. Amen. There's some things that just can't get inside the gate. Amen. Listen, when the rapture of the church comes, amen, there's going to be some things that are left behind. There's going to be some things that are left. Amen. They're not going to make it past the rapture of the church. When the trumpet sounds, there's going to be some things left behind. Can I tell you, in just a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the Lord Jesus comes back, amen, you are going to feel such a load lifted off of you. Amen. You are going to feel the oppression of this world lifted off of you. It's not going to be able to go with you past the rapture of the church. Amen. All of the cares of this life, all of your worries, all of your strifes, all your burdens that you carry every day, amen, are going to be left behind. Amen. You'll shed them off like a coat. Amen. As you're raptured in the air to meet the Lord. Amen. They can't go with us into the rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you. Amen. I see people that carry a lot of burdens and a lot of cares in this life. I don't know how they do it. Amen. The only thing I can think of is that they have a blessed hope. Amen. But one day when the Lord comes, amen, they are going to be ready to leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe the rapture of the church, there's going to be, I'll tell you what, it's going to separate, right? There's going to be some things that's not going to be able to go past that. Hallelujah. There's going to be some things that cannot go past the rapture. Hallelujah. You look around and you'll see those and are among us that's sick in body. Amen. Let me tell you what, sickness will not go past the rapture of the church. Amen. Praise God. Praise God at the very moment of the rapture of the church, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you will receive your healing. Mom, you're going to receive your healing in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. Your first breath of good, fresh breath of air, amen, that you breathe will be the fresh air of glory. Amen. As you rise above this earth. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. It's a wonderful hope. It's a lively hope, church. Amen. Sister Wilma, amen, you're going to leave behind all the burden of that sickness in just a moment, just like that. Amen. Every diabetic will be cured. Amen. Sister Belt, your eyes are going to see clearly. Amen. As you see the Lord Jesus and your eyes feast upon him. Amen. Let me tell you, church. Amen. It's going to be a moment. Amen. A moment when the Lord comes back. A moment. Amen. That all of that's going to shed off. And we're going to leave it all behind. Amen. We're going to leave it all behind us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I just can't. I'll tell you what a hope. What a tremendous hope we have. What a tremendous hope that we have. It's a lively hope. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's still alive inside of me. Amen. Is that hope alive inside of you? Amen. I know on your worst day of sickness, amen, just let the hope rise up inside of you. Amen. The Lord Jesus is coming. The Lord Jesus is coming. Amen. When the doctor shakes his head and says there's nothing more, amen, just say, I have a hope, not in a doctor, but I have a hope that Jesus is coming. Amen. On your worst day of sickness, realize Jesus is coming. Amen. When troubles overwhelm you, when your problems get so big that you feel like you cannot bear them, keep that hope alive. That lively hope. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to see Brother and Sister Frost tonight, isn't it? Amen. I love Brother and Sister Frost. They're such wonderful people. Amen. Such wonderful people. And I tell you what, I know Brother Frost, he struggles with his knees. Amen. It's a struggle for him. But oh, let me tell you what. Amen. Just to the other side of the rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He probably can't jump very good right now, but when the rapture takes place, amen, he's going to feel strength. Amen. He's going to be rejuvenated. Amen. He's going to be like he was when he was just a young man. Amen. I'll tell you what. Oh, what a wonderful hope that we have, church. A wonderful hope. Amen. But you know what? There's something else about this hope. Amen. It's what's waiting beyond the rapture. Think about it. What's waiting beyond the rapture? Hallelujah. Amen. You talk about joy. You talk about peace. You think about all of the joy robbers that's in your life right now. What's robbing you of your joy? Amen. They're left behind. There's nothing to rob you of joy. Amen. You think about what it is that's the peace robber of your life. Amen. When we get to beyond the rapture, amen, everything that would rob you of peace is taken away. Hallelujah. Amen. As you enter into the presence of the Lord, amen, you know what? Sometimes this world, just living in this world, just makes you feel dirty sometimes. Amen. Living among all the filth of this world. But just inside, amen, just the other side of the rapture, amen, you're going to know such cleanness and purity. Amen. Let me tell you what. Amen. It's going to be pure and whole. Praise the Lord. Just to the other side. Just to the other side. Hallelujah. Amen. The rapture of the church. It's coming. Coming. Amen. But there's one other hope I need to tell you about tonight, okay, about the coming of the Lord. And it's a purifying hope. It's a purifying hope. 1 John chapter 3.
Verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You hear me? It's a purifying hope. It's a purifying hope. Hallelujah. Every man that hath this hope in him. What hope is it? Amen. It's that lively hope. It's that blessed hope. It's that comforting hope. If that hope lies inside of you, if that hope for the coming of the Lord, amen, resides down in you anywhere, hallelujah, amen, you'll do what you have to do. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. You'll purify yourself. You'll purify. I'll tell you, man, the Bible tells us no sin will enter in there. He that maketh a lie or loveth a lie will not enter in there. Adulterers, whoremongers, all those who work wickedness, they will not enter in. Amen. I'm telling you, there's going to come a separating. Amen. The rapture of the church is an immediate judgment. Amen. Because immediately those that are pure will be taken away. Those that are ready to meet the Lord will go in the rapture. If you're not ready, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to go. Amen. As we said Wednesday night, the door is going to be shut. It's going to be too late. Amen. The Lord has come. Amen. Jesus is coming. If you have that hope inside of you, amen, you'll live like it every day. You will purify your life. You will pray, Lord, don't let there be anything in me, Lord God, that would keep me back from being ready when you come. Lord, because I know that you are coming. Lord, don't let there be not one motive in my heart that is not right. God, let me not have not one offense in my heart that is not right. Lord, let me not have aught against one brother, Lord, because I want to be ready. You purify yourself when you know that the Lord is coming. Amen. Purify your life. Amen. So-and-so hurt my feelings. They hurt me bad, Brother David. They hurt me bad. I don't know if I'll ever be able to get over it. You're going to carry that one little thing and you're going to let that one person rob you of that hope. You can let that one person rob you of that hope. Brother David, they did me wrong. They did me wrong. They did me so wrong. They did me bad wrong. You going to let that person that did you so badly wrong, you going to let them rob you of the hope that you have of the coming of the Lord? Hey, man, it's not, no way. No way. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I have a hope. I have a hope inside of me. Hallelujah. And it's not worth missing out, amen, on the coming of the Lord. Amen. Because somebody did something or whatever. Amen. I say, Lord Jesus, I want to be ready to meet you. Purify my life, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't agree with the preacher the way he preaches. I don't agree with how the preacher preaches. I don't believe in all that, you know, strict stuff. I don't believe in all that, you know, living right, holy, and all that kind of stuff. I believe once you're saved, you're always saved. And if you live like the devil after that, so be it. Hey, man, let me tell you what. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out. Hey, man, I purify myself. Hey, man, you know what? There are some things that maybe I could do and get by. But I'm just not really sure about that. So you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather err on the side of caution. Hey, man, there's some things I'd rather give up just in case. Amen, just in case, so that I can be ready to meet the Lord. Amen, wouldn't it be sad, amen, to miss the Lord, to miss the coming of the Lord over something that is so foolish and so small. Amen, I'll tell you what, it don't hurt to live clean and holy and pure before God. It don't hurt. It's a good way to live. I don't feel like I'm cheated. I don't feel like I've given up anything. As a matter of fact, I feel like I'm more blessed than anybody else. Amen, but I have a hope inside of me that makes me purify my life. Purify my life. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not agree with me on some things. You may say, Brother David, you're too hard. You may not agree with me on some things. That's all right. When we get to heaven and you're there, I'll rejoice with you. I'll rejoice with you. Amen. But I want to be sure I'm pure when the Lord comes. I want to be sure that I'm pure when the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you what, preachers nowadays, they don't want to preach against sin. They don't want to preach against that kind of stuff because people feel like they're nitpicking and they want to go, they'll run from that and they'll leave the church and your number will go down and you'll dwindle. But let me tell you what, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. And if you have that hope, amen, you need to get right with God. You need to get right with God. If you're sinning, you need to stop. Amen. Or you're not going to go in the rapture of the church. I'm sorry. Amen. You're not going to be ready to go. Amen. If you're not living right, if you're being a hypocrite, amen, listen, you better get right with God. You better straighten it out or you're not going to be ready to go when the Lord comes. Amen. You better get ready. You need to purify yourself. Amen. So you have hope when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. I can't live everybody's life, but I tell you what, I can sure live mine. Amen. And I'm going to purify my life. I'm going to purify my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. For just, I'll tell you, I want to not have anything to stand between me and God. Anything. Let me tell you what really frightens me about this verse. It says he purifieth himself even as he is pure. Wow. Who's he talking about? He's not talking about the pastor. Not even purify yourself even as the pastor's pure. Oh. No. Purify yourself even as, you know, the leadership is pure. No. He's pointing to Jesus Christ. He said, purify yourself even as he is pure. And when I think about that, I said, Lord, what a challenge. I've got it, Lord, and it humbles me, puts a fear and dread in my heart. Lord, I want to do right. Lord, please, I want to be right. Don't let anything be in my life, Lord. Anything. Amen. I would not want to try to live for God. Amen, and know that there's something in my life that's not right. And I would not want to do it. The Lord's coming, church. Jesus is coming. I think it would be sad to live 40 years serving God and harbor in your heart ill feelings towards somebody. Amen. That when the Lord comes would keep you out. Amen. Lord God. Amen. To live 40 years serving God and then have just one little thing. Amen. That we failed to purify before the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I want to live pure because I have hope. Amen. I have hope of a land that's better. I have hope where the soul lives on. I have hope where the sun shines brighter in that land. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have hope? Do you have that hope? Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Without this hope, I'd be of all men most miserable.
Amen. That's right.
Without this hope.
Amen.
What about you?
Amen.
Man, would you bow your head with me tonight? Hallelujah. I believe that Jesus is coming. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. But what I'm wondering tonight is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? That's the most important thing. Have you purified your life? Amen. I'm wondering if tonight you'll just lift your hand up and say, Brother David, amen, I feel like there's something I probably need to get ready to meet God. There's something. God bless you. Yes. Somebody else? All right. Lord bless you. Amen. Anybody else, you want to slip your hand up and say, Brother David, amen, there's something I need to make sure is ready to meet God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Oh, God bless you. Amen. Yes, Lord, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Lord, I purify my life, Lord, because I know you're coming. Lord, I know you're coming, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I ask you this tonight? How many of you will raise your hand and say, Brother David, I'm going to come to the altar tonight, and I'm going to search my heart just to be sure because I want that hope. Amen. I'm going to purify my life all over again tonight.
and make sure I'm pure and ready to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't want us to miss it. I want to be ready to meet God, don't you? Hallelujah. Church, would you come tonight to the altar? Amen. Let's come and purify our life right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Well, I have hope in the land that's better. I have hope where the soul lives on. I have hope where the sun shines brighter. In that land, walking by faith, gonna reach my goal. Over the hill, see the lights of home.
Over the hills, see the lights of home.
My crown is Lord, hallelujah.